Kishirot. You know when it's possible? If you started out with one, the din of the shrine of the leftover. In other words, just like the din of the shirayim shuv, you start out with two and have left one left over, it's kosher. But if you started out with one, the din of the shirayim, then it's possible look at chila. Then it's possible even with the evid. So you see clearly a brayta that says what? It says that two is kosher. So if you told me now, Rabbi Yossi holds three is likuva, you have to have three, less than three, not mekayim the mitzvah. So who does this brayta go like that says that two is mekayim the mitzvah? Elamai Tzurai, that the Rabbonin, even though they said at the beginning you should use three, that's only the mitzvah, it's a good thing to start with. But for the Eved, if you have two, you're also Mekayim the mitzvah Seizik. And once you start out with two, if one falls away and you have one left over, Halacha is also, Shirayim is also a good one. So the Gemara, Dorash Mereimah, Mereimah Darshan like this, Hani Yisuraisa Desura. If you have Yisuraisa Desura, Yerashi says, these are bundles of reeds that Rashi says chavile kanim, bundles of reeds. Shoy oisin limcha b'shuk, used to sell it in the streets. Or moichrin oisin b'minyan, they would sell it like a bundle of 25 reeds, a bundle of 30 reeds. So if you buy a bundle of reeds, hani isuraisa de Surya, it was sold in Surya. Allah is masachim hu. You're allowed to throw it the way it is right now on top of your sukkah faschach, even though it's bundled up. And the chiddush is afagav the ogdon. Even though they bundled it up, so our Mishnah just said you can't use a bundle of straw, a bundle of reeds. The reason why they bundled them up here in Surya was only to be able to sell it like by number. I'm selling you 25 of them, I'm selling you 30 of them. But the manner was that as soon as you came home, people will untie it and use it untied. So it was only tied for the purpose of selling it with a number. So therefore, there's no xeris that you put go home and throw it on top of your roof because to dry up. Because as soon as somebody takes it away from the store, right away they untie it. So it's not the normal manner to leave it bundled up. Therefore, it's not the cloud xeris of chavolim. This is really like we spoke out before from the Mishnah Berurah, that the pasuk, let's say in his times, is a derech to buy a bundle of leaves. But when the people bring it home, you don't like dry it out, because if you dry out a leaf, it just brittle and just rots away. The whole way to use a leaf is to use it when it's fresh. Because it's like it's not a derech to leave it bundled and dry it out, there would not be the gzera of chavilim on this. So if you buy a bundle of leaves, that even you throw it on top of your sukkah for schach, it would be kosher. Because it's not a derech, it's not a normal manner to let it dry out that way. They're also like, it's not the manner to leave it bundled up altogether. You just buy it by the minion, by the count. But as soon as you take it home, you untie it. So this is not the chal d'gzeira of chavolim. Where's the zvaita? Oma Rabbi Abba, hani tzrifei diurvni. If you have a type of a tent that's made from aravis, Rashi says tzrifei diurvni. Rashi says kimin kuch. Ogul, a type of a round tent, like a cone shape, kekoiva, like a hat, not like a tent. The people that capture birds hide in it. The urvni, trashi osim yanfei arovis. It's made from the leaves of arovis, the willow leaves. And the bottom you braid it together, and at the top it's like bunched together. So somebody has again hani tzrifa the urvni. You have this bunch of willow leaves that on the top it's like bunched together, and on the bottom it's spread out to make it look like a tent. It's only braided together on the bottom. Is kivon shohutra roshay madanim shalhem. As soon as you untie the top bundle of it, is ksherin. You're allowed to use it now for schach. You're allowed to throw it the way it is on top of your sukkah for schach. And the chiddush is after the mara ayvu hagidi mitatoi. I and the bottom of it, like it looked like a tent. The bottom of them are like braided together. So why is it enough just to untie the top bundle of these willow leaves? The chura, it's bundled on two places. On top, it's bundled all together. That's like the peak of the tent. But on the bottom, it's spread all out, but it's also connected together, like braided together. Somra Papa says, Tisharulu, it's true. You have to unbraid the bottom of these leaves also. It will be bundled on one side, also be possible, be called Xera Chavila, not to use it for schach. Rav Huna bread Rav Yeshua. Rabbi Yehuda, some Garcia, Yehuda Rabbi Yeshua Amar, he says that afilu teima deloy sharulu, even if you want to tell me no, you did not unbundle the bottom of these willow leaves, but the Teretz says, kol agad she'eino os letalteloy, loy shemayagad. Anything that's true, even though it's bundled together, but this is not the normal manner to move it. You don't move it around this way. If you want to move it, it has to be bundled on both sides. So it's only bundled on one side. It can't be moved around this way. It's not the derech. That's not the bechlal d'gzer of the Mishnah of chavila. A chavila means a bundle that could be moved around the way it's bundled up. So either if you bundle tied up on the two ends, on the end you have to tie up both ends. If you only tie one end, but the other end is untied, it'll fall apart. There's no gzerah. But let's say you tie it in the middle. In the middle, that will be miskayim, will stay that way. Then it's also awesome. But here, where you tie the two ends and you untied one end of it, that's enough. It's not a derech to be metaltel the way it is. You don't have the gzera of chavila. More weiter. Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Shmuel. Yerokai Shomer Chachomin. That the Chachomin say you're allowed to use different type of vegetables for moror is that Odem Yoitzi Behen Yedei Chavosim Pesach. Like it says in the Mishnah Psochim, he's allowed to use endive, so you could use Roman lettuce, so you could use chrein, is horseradish, is alocha mevienesatuma. These things could be a chatzitza, could be a mechitza on top of a mace. That alocha is, let's say you have a mace, and you have a board like a mechitza on top of the mace. And at the end of the board, there are kalim underneath the board. So the alocha is, the tumma goes up to the board, it's called like a mechitza, the tumma does not shoot up above it, but rather goes along the board, then it comes down again at the other end. So if you have a keli at the other end of the board, this mechitza brings the tumor onto it. So here also, we have on top a whole row, let's say of Roman lettuces, a whole row of them, and underneath it is a mace, and on the other side of this row of Roman lettuce is a keli. So the locha is, the Roman lettuce brings the tumor hamace onto the keli. So that's the locha that mevien es tumor, but we ain chotzim ifnei tumor. It's not called a good chatzitza. In other words, usually, if you have a board that's wide a tefach, on top of a mace, that's above the mace a tefach, it's called like a chatzitza, and it doesn't let the tumma shoot straight up, but rather the tumma comes down again. So if you have a kli on top of the board, the kli would be tor. But here, midrabbonin, they said it's not called a good chatzitza. Even though midraisa, it's good, we'll soon see what the shayla is, still, midrabbanan, though, it's not called a good chatzitza, and therefore, if you have a kli on top of the Roman lettuce, the kli would become tummy. Who are then, if you use this Roman lettuce, or any one of these type of vegetables that you could use for moro, if you use them for schach, you should know it's posel, and chur it's posel, and mishum aver. A chiddush is, not only is a posel a schach, with the regular din chur, because they're called an oichel, it's royal kabotum, it should be posel. And but the locha is like this. If you have posel eschach on top of your sukkah, then if it's in the middle of the sukkah, it's only posel if you have dalet tfachim worth of it. You have to have wide dalet tfachim all along your sukkah, then the sukkah becomes posel. Mashenken, if you leave the eschach blank, you leave a space empty, no eschach at all, then it's worse. Then if there's a space of gimel tfachim, it posel the sukkah. If you have a length going straight along the whole sukkah, wide, three tefachim of empty space, then the schach is posel, because we look as if you have two different sukkahs, and each sukkah doesn't have three walls to it. So the chiddush here is, even though you're using this Roman lettuce for schach, so the chur at most it should be posel a schach, because you're using something, and the din should be, it should only be posel if it's wide four tefachim. Still here we have a chumra, no. It has the loch as if it's open space, and if it's gimel tefachim wide, with this Roman lettuce on top of your schach, it's posel. For the Gemara, my time, what kind of reason is this? Why should it be? Why should the Roman lettuce be worse than regular posel eschach? So the Gemara answers, ki vonda lechi yavshi. Since when these vegetables dry up, is parchi, they'll like come brittle, v'nafli, and they'll fall down. So mele, right now, kamadlas nayodomi. Right now, even though when they're wet and fresh, they're staying up there, the chama made a din, look at it as if it already fell down. So it's as if there's nothing there, it's space. And the locher is, if you have space, a row of space along your sukkah, which is three tvachim wide, it passes the sukkah. So that's the locher of these vegetables. So Rashi explains that you walk in Shomer Chachamim be Pesach, Sheodim Yoitzu be Midei Moru, that's Chazeres Ve'ulshin Ushar Chavaroseim, is Dakasin, they're very thin. Hilkas, Rashi says, Ein Chitzim Ufnei Atumah, the same Zerim with Rabbonin, if it's on top of the mace, it doesn't cause the chatzitza, it doesn't stop the tumah from shooting straight up. If you made a gag of Roman lettuce on top of the mace, and you have a kli on top of this gag, on top of the Roman lettuce, it's tummy. The Rashi says, the Gozer Alayish, lo yisamcho alayin lochot v'nei atumah, v'aldim asamcho alayin l'chiyavshi, like the same Gzera the Gemara said, because maybe you'll still be samach on this mechitza when it dries up later, and when it dries up later, it'll be brittle and fall down, you won't have the mechitza altogether. So the Rabbonim made Gzera, even though now, when the vegetables are wet, and it's really cool, the good mechitza, still it does not stop the tumah from shooting up, the tumah still shoots straight up. It is only absorbed mid Rabbonim. However, the first din we had before, that maven es atumah, that's good, that's midiraisa. Because right now, kol zman, the vegetables are fresh and wet. They have a thickness to it, and it is wider tefach, and it's a mechitza on top of the mace. And the locher is, that's maybe es atumah. If you have the mace on one side of the mechitza, on the other side, on the floor, there's a kelim, so the tumah shoots up to the mechitza, goes along it, and comes down again. So that din, the rabbanon did not stop. But Rabbanan only stopped to say that it's not called the good mechitza for something on top of it. If you have a kli on top of the shroma lettuce, it doesn't stop the tumah from shooting up, but rather the tumah sameis is matam of the keli. And who are then if you use these vegetables for schach? That's what the Gemara says, but the Rabbanan it's puzzle, because we're afraid they'll dry up and be brittle and fall away. Then Rashi explains the poislim basukim ishamavir. Rashi kishir the size shavu poisibo. That space passes in a sukkah. Tahainu b'shloshet tvachim, which means a width of three tvachim. K'dermidu l'kamon, like we'll learn later b'pirkin, that ave b'shloshet, if you have a space open on the schach, three tvachim wide, it passes the sukkah. And here the chiddush is, v'loim isharinu lu lipsul, kishir shah schach posul, yechle rule kabotumhu. We don't say that these are vegetables, so true that posul schach, because it's food, which is rule kabotumhu. And really, a schach posle in a poistala bi'arba tvachim. It only passes if you have a width of four tvachim, bi'ens in the middle of the sukkah. Or bi'arba amas min atzad, and if the schach posle is on the side near the walls, yeah, we could say doifin akuma. So it has to at least be four amas wide of posle schach. But these are lochas we'll see later on. Ela here we say chiddush that these vegetables have a more chomadik alochum. Ela ki avra danin luhu. We act as if it's like open space. Only with three tvachim does a pasul. And that's the Gemara's teretz. The reason why we're machin here is because since it's going to dry up, it'll be very brittle, it'll fall down. So we're afraid there won't be any shear altogether. So right now also, even though it's wet and there is a shear, the Rabbanan looked as if there's no shear here. Verses weiter. The Yomer Rebbe Abba Omer Rav Huna. Ha boitze lagas. If somebody cuts down the vine, cuts off the clusters of grapes, I'm going to ask to throw it into the vat to make wine. The locher is ein lo yodis. It doesn't have a loch of yodis of the handles. In other words, a locher is like that. By tumah, an oichel is mekabel tumah, the food itself. What about the yodis, the handle to the food? Like here we have a grape, the stem that the grapes grow on are called like handles. That's the way you hold the grapes. You hold the grape by holding up the stem, that's the way you hold up the grapes. So that's called the yad, a handle to the grape. Halacha is that it's also makabel tumah. And if a mace or some sheretz touches the handle, it brings tumah onto the oichel itself. In other words, the handle of the food, since it's used to enable you to use the food, is called part of the food, it's also makabel tumah. Now what about if you cut off this cluster of grapes, I'm going to have to throw it into the wine vat. So there you don't need the stems anymore, because the stems aren't good in the wine. So then you don't want the stems anymore, so then it doesn't have a loch of yodis, ain't lo yodis. That then the stem is not called part of the grape, it's not makabel tumah, it doesn't bring tumah onto the grape. Rav Menashe Bagadar Omer, Menashe Bagadar said a big Kiddush, Omer Rav Huna, that ha koitzel eschach, let's say somebody cuts off the vine, a bunch of grapes, or a cluster of grapes, al menas to throw it on top of the sukkah, l'shem schach. The loch is also ain't lo yodis. It does not have a loch of the yodos. The stem is not called part of the grape to say you can't use it for schach. In other words, to use for schach, the grape itself is possible. Because the grape, the food itself, is makabel tumah, and you're not allowed to use something that's makabel tumah for the schach. So the only part of this cluster you could use for the schach is the actual wood itself, the branch itself. So like Rashi speaks out, obviously we're talking about here, if you take this branch of grapes, you don't have too many grapes on it. Most of it is the bunch of the wood itself, because that's what you want to use for schach. So even though there are some grapes attached to it, but the grapes you don't want to use, because the grapes by itself is possible for schach. So now the question is, what's the loch of the stems of this grape? Do we say the stem is considered like the grape? It's makabel tumah, so it can't be used for schach? Or do we say here no? Since we see you don't want to use these grapes anymore, the main purpose of cutting off this cluster is for the branches, for the wood. You want to use the wood al schach on top of your sukkah. So say a swar of the stem also you do not want to use anymore for the food, but rather you want to use the stem to be part of the schach of teres wood. So that's his chiddush, that if you cut off this branch of vines, of grapes, so we say, all right, turn over. So if you cut off this branch of vines, of grapes, we say your purpose is to use the wood, not to use the grapes. So even the stems also you don't want to use for the purpose of the grapes anymore, so the stem is not called an oichel, the stem is called like wood, therefore you're allowed to use it for schach. It's not mekabel tumah. That's what he says also. Is ha koitzel schach ein lo yodis. It doesn't have a loch of the stem, the yad, the handle is not like an oichel, to mekabel tumah, but rather it's like the wood, it's not mekabel tumah. So where it says, man, the yom koitzer, the one that says it's le'as chiddish, of Rav Huna's chiddish, cutting down for schach, that's not called an oichel anymore, is kol shchein boitzer. For sure, the first case, if you cut the vines, I'm going to have to throw it into the vat to make the wine. Why? The lanichalayd lelemtsayin lechamri. Because for sure, when you're making the wine, you don't want the stems to be there. Because the stems just like swallow up the wine, you're wasting the wine that way. So you don't want the stems to be in the wine. So for sure, when you cut off those grapes, you don't want the stems to be attached anymore. So the stem is not called like part of the yoichol, it's not called roid lekabel tumah. Mashenkin the other way. But man, the Yama Boitza, the one that just said the first Kiddush, that was Rav Ami, Omar Rav Huna, that if you cut off the grapes, I'm not throwing into the wine press to make wine. Shane lo yodas, there it doesn't have the stem, is not called part of the yoichol. It's not makabel tumah. I'll tell you, only there he said it. Alvul kaitzer, but when you cut it off, almanas to use this for schach, then yesh la yodis. Then I'll say that the stems are still called part of the grapes. It's makabel tumah and it's possible for schach. Why? The nichalei de lesachich bu. You really want the stem to still be attached to the grapes. Ki heche de loy levadrin. That you don't want everything to fall apart. Levadrin means to separate. In other words, the stems hold everything together. So then the schach will stand on top of the sukkah. But it will all be separated, you're afraid like the wind will blow it all away. So your nicha, that it should all be bunched together, that it should stay on top of the schach as one piece, should be held down. So since you're still nicha, the stem should be attached with the grapes, so the grapes hold it all down, therefore we say the stem is still called part of the yechol, and the stem is makabel tumah, and therefore it has the shem yad, and therefore will be possible for the schach. And the only time will be kosher, like we'll soon see later, you have to have more of the wood alone, than the grape and the stem put together. So the Gemara says now, Leimah the Rav Menashe bar Gadol Tanoihi. He says, Le'as Chiddush, that even if you cut it off, the Shem Schach, to say that it's not called an Oichel, it's not called, doesn't have a Din Yodis, let's say that's a Machloikis Tanoim, let's say. The Tanya, we learned like this, Suchei Tainim, means you have a bunch of the figs. Overhen tainim, in other words, the stalks, like the twigs, the where they grow on. And you also have some figs also. Parchilei overhem anovim, you have a cluster of grapes, of the stems and the branches. And inside there's also some grapes. Kashin, you have like the straw. Overhen shibolim, inside are the stalks that has the wheat inside it. Mechabdois overhem tomorrow, you have a whole cluster of the wood and the stems. And inside them you have some dates. Is kulam, all of them. If you want to use it for schach to put it on top of your sukkah, it depends. Im sulois meruba aloichlin, if you have more wood, then you have the food itself, then ksherah. Then you're allowed to use it for schach, as even though the food part is possible for schach, because the food part is makabel tumah, but since you have more wood than you have food, it's like bota barayiv, and it's kosher l'schach. V'yim lav, let's say you have more food than you have the wood, then sulah. You're not allowed to use it for schach. But it depends upon the wood, Nagea tamashim, even the stem and the wood. In other words, the food is considered no good, but the stem and the wood and the branches, that's all called part of the wood, you could use for schach. Acherim oimrim, another sheet, the others say no. Achihei kashin merubin ala yodos valoichin. You have to have more straw, the kashin, more than the yodos, the stems and the food together. So you see, the acherim hold that the stem, in this case, the yad, is also called part of the yoichel. It's also makabel tumah. You can't use it for schach. So you have to have roiv more of the kashan of the straw than even the yad and the yechel put together. So see, it's a machlekes here. In this case, he exceeded the yad, the handle of the food, part of the food that's makabel tum, it's posel for schach. Or the Tanakama, no, since you cut it off, I'm not to use it for schach. It's like Rav Gamda said before, that it's not considered a din yad, it's not makabel tum, and it's koshel schach. So my lav isn't it, but how can it is the machlekes here. The Achirim hold, yes, it's still considered Yodis. The stem is still Makabel Tum, it's possible for Schach. So you have to have rove of the straw, connected the stem and the food. Umasov, the Tanakam holds, no, ain't Lehem Yodis. The Tanakam holds, like of Gamdo, that here, since you cut it off for Schach, you do not want the stem to be used. You do not want the food to be used. So the stem is not called part of the Oichum. Therefore, the stem is kosher l'schach. To see it's a machlokes tanoim. So Marin says, the Mar says, the Rababa vade tanoi. According to Rababa, for sure it's a tanoim. Because Rababa, the first month Yom, said only if you cut it off laboitza lagas, if you cut the grapes off, I'm not to use for wine, then the yodis doesn't have a shame oichel. Marshenkin, if you cut it off for schach, he held for sure it's still called part of the oichel. See, yeshi for sure it's a machlokes tanoim. But the Rav Menashe Bagarde Mileva Tanohi. But according to Rav Menashe Bagarde, that he said, no, even if you cut it l'shem tzchach, still we say the stem is not part of the food anymore, and the stem should be kosher tzchach. So the Chura still is a machlokes tanoim here. So he answers, no. Omaloch Rav Menashe, Rav Menashe can answer like this. The Kula Yalma, maybe everybody holds like me. The Kula Yalma Savri, that ha'koitzel tzchach ain lo yodis. If you cut off the whole cluster, the whole branch of grapes, the stems, is taken not called part of the grapes anymore. Since you don't want to use it for the food, you want to use it for schach, you don't want the oichel, the stem is not bottled to the food, but the stem is called part of the wood. It's kosher l'schach. So what's the machlokes here? What's pshat acherim? That you have to have rove of the real wood, connected even the stem also. For och of a mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? A special case. Kegoin shekoitzeson le'achila. At first, you cut off this whole branch of grapes, almanas titim. So at the beginning, when you had the stem and the grape, it was both a yad, it was a real handle to get to the food. So even the stem is like part of the oichel, it is makabel tumah. But v'nimlach aleihin, then later you change your mind, the sicher, to throw this whole branch on top of the schach. So that's the machlokes. That what? That if you change your mind later to use the schach, could changing your mind later make the stem no more part of the food, and not makabel tum, and it's not called the kli anymore. For the Gemara, e koitzeson la'achil, if you tell me now we're talking about that you first cut it off, I'm going to ask to eat it, so then for sure the stem is considered a yad, a handle to get to the food. It's like part of the food. It is makabel tum. So my tamay and the rabbonin, so what could be the svar in the Tanakama that says that if you change your mind now to use this whole stem with the branch of grapes, used for schach, what's the time of the rabbonah that stem now loses its shame, loses its name at the yad, the handle for the food, and it's not makabel tumah anymore, and now it's like a regular piece of wood. Like, my tamah, what kind of svar is that? My tamah the rabbonin. V'chi tamah, maybe you tell me, k'savu rabbonin, that kiv on the nimlech aleim, l'sichech, since you changed your mind right now, you don't want to use it for food, but now you want to use it to put it on top of the sukkah for schach, but lo lei machshavtoi, maybe your machshava, your thought now to use it for schach is mavatel, takes away the name of the handle for the food. It's not called food anymore. Now it gets a name. It's called wood, like the stem. Therefore, it's not makabel tumah. For the Gemara, mi botel lei machshava. Does your thought, your machshava alone help to take away a kli, to take away something that has a right to be makabel tumah? Just with your thought, like to use it for something that's not usable. Does your thought alone take away the name kli or the name oichel that's not makabel tumah? The chibot lo le machshava b'hochi. Does your thought alone help? We learned the Mishkan kelim like this. The cloud by tumah is like this. Kol ha kelim, any type of a kli, which once it's a kli, it's a vessel usable. Then it's makabel tumah. The lochur is yor din l'day tumah b'machshava.